A battle over Muslim headscarves, or the hijab, has closed down schools and colleges in southern India. Some are scheduled to reopen Monday. Protests turned violent in the state of Karnataka after some high school students were not allowed to wear their headscarves in the classroom. Videos of Hindu men heckling female students wearing the hijab have gone viral. Politically controversial in India, the issue has also drawn international attention from Pakistani Nobel Peace Prize-winning activist Malala Yousafzai, who tweeted out her support for the students. Let's bring in NPR's India correspondent Lauren Freyer. She's following the story from northern India. Hi, Lauren.
Hi there.
As we mentioned, this all began in one state in India, but protests have spread to many other parts of the country. Can you give us an idea of how this has escalated?
Yeah, so we should clarify that this is a handful of schools in one Indian state. This is not the Indian government nor the Indian legislature banning hijabs at all. It's part of a dress code at some schools that have uniforms in the state of Karnataka. And Muslim women were told that they could wear their headscarves on campus, but they were asked to take them off when they entered the classroom. And the rules were never really enforced until some school administrators decided to do that 2 weeks ago. Six Muslim girls refused to take off their headscarves. They filed a lawsuit, and their case garnered lots of support and demonstrations, as you mentioned, at their school, but then across India, demonstrations in solidarity, and in fact, across the world. And their case also triggered rival demonstrations from Hindu extremists. So young men hoisted a saffron flag. Saffron is the color of Hinduism, over one of the schools in question. And this became sort of this larger, like, culture war that has landed us where we are today. Like, people all over the world hearing about this, angry about it, tweeting about it.
So the state government of Karnataka has closed all educational institutions for 3 days. The ban of headscarves is being challenged in court. What comes next?
Yeah, so schools in Karnataka were closed on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. That's today. And that has helped keep calm. The High Court in Karnataka is weighing that lawsuit by the six original girls. But in the meantime, it's issued an order saying no religious clothing will be allowed in any classroom in Karnataka until it can rule on that lawsuit. So that's no hijabs, no saffron scarves, nothing. No religious symbols in the classroom. Today, also, police did this march, this organized march through the district that's home to the school where the first protest took place, to those six original girls, to try to keep calm there. And so far, we're not seeing any additional protests or riots or clashes like we did a few days ago.
Although that's because school has been out, I have to assume. What is it that students want specifically, other than just to wear their headscarves? Is this a broader demand?
Yeah, I mean, well, they're noting that India is constitutionally a secular republic with freedom of religion. It also has one of the biggest Muslim populations in the world. India has around 200 million Muslims. They're the country's biggest minority. Not all Muslims wear the hijab, of course, but it's super common to see them here. I mean, and I should say, not only Muslim headscarves, there are also Sikhs who wear turbans, men. There are many other religions who have various head or face coverings that you see on the street regularly living in India. But Prime Minister Narendra Modi is a Hindu nationalist. He and his Bharatiya Janata Party want to make India a Hindu state with special rights for the majority Hindus, which is about 80% of the country. And so that makes the biggest minority, Muslims, like, kind of nervous. And there are many, many ways in which Muslims feel discrimination in India, legally, physically, culturally. Muslims are disproportionately victims of violence in India. And so this is just, like, the latest thing to make Muslims feel like there's a growing Islamophobia in India.
So, as you've said, India is a secular country. Freedom of religion is guaranteed by the Constitution. So how do the schools justify banning the hijab?
So the schools say that religious symbols in the classroom are a distraction. And the state government of Karnataka has actually backed them up on that. And we should point out that this argument is not unique to these schools or this one Indian state. I mean, France, for example, has banned the hijab in all of its public schools. Supporters of these dress codes say there are similar rules in other schools, you know, in India, but elsewhere. Muslims have agreed to abide by uniform rules in other places in India. So why not here, they say. This started with six Muslim girls, really a very small, peaceful protest at a school gate several days ago. And it was recorded on cell phone video and it went viral. And like so many viral stories, it's social media that has spread this, and this has morphed into a much larger issue. It started in real life with just a few people, and it's become this rallying cry that's really grabbed international headlines.
NPR's India correspondent Lauren Freyer, thank you.
You're welcome.